There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world. You know, who was it that they had talking about ISIS is here, ISIS is here? Well, on CNN in the State of the Union program, it was Senate Homeland Security head Senator Ron Johnson. You know, if we were being attacked by another country, another foreign power, another group of people, don't you think that the Department of Defense would announce, ladies and gentlemen, the homeland has been attacked? No. They are gone. They are nowhere to be found. It is Senator Ron Johnson telling us there are thousands of ISIS here. Really? And then the talk show host says, is the U.S. the new front line in fighting ISIS? And Ron Johnson says, we need to fight them in Syria and Iraq, not here. And he says, they now have 90,000 ISIS Twitter accounts. What? Well, then we ought to have a fairly good idea of what's going on, don't you think? No wonder they were able to have a SWAT team in Garland, Texas, and be right there at the time the event occurred, in that planned, created, agendized event that looks phony as all get out. But then, you know, at the end of this conversation with Senator Ron Johnson, it really bothered me, because here's how he ended it. Now what do you do with all the not guilty yet people? Whoa! That gave me the creeps. What do you do with the not guilty yet people? In other words, we're going to have a new category. You're guilty and not guilty yet. And if you're not guilty yet, well, the punishment for that is the following, whatever it's going to be. Then they reinforce the fact that, did you know that the CFR, the Code of Federal Regulations, is now over 175,000 pages long of things that you can't do or must do or whatever? 175,000 pages. How can anybody know that? And with respect to Baltimore, they're now trying to get the prosecutor to recuse herself because they say, well, her husband's a city councilman, blah, blah, blah. She says, no, I'm not going to recuse myself. And did you know that Baltimore has paid out $6 million in the last 5 years for excessive force? $6 million in 5 years for excessive force. This is not the first time. Also, there are two Mississippi cop killer suspects that there were four people that are being accused of the murder of two police officers. Do you know that two of them, the Curtis brothers, were felons and not allowed to carry guns? I guess nobody told them that. Just another show that telling people that you can't have a gun doesn't work. People will have guns. They always will. You know, it's interesting. When I worked in the prison infirmary and talked with the people about, we were having a discussion about guns one time. I probably wouldn't even be allowed now. And they all said to me, believe me, we will always have guns. And they were the inmates telling me that. No matter what, we will always have guns. We don't care if you guys have concealed weapon carry or not. It doesn't make any difference to us, because we will all have weapons. DHS, Department of Homeland Security, the IRS, and debt collectors now are fighting to expand the use of license plate tracking devices. Despite the objections of millions of Americans and civil liberties associates, advocates, Department of Homeland Security refuses to completely abandon its license plate tracking program. Well, I wonder why. More control over you and me. More control, That is the goal. Stay tuned to the Power Hour this next hour. Oh, my goodness. We are going to be talking IRS, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades' worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you so very much for joining us. As you all know, we want to get to the truth. I don't care what it is. I want to know the truth. And that is a very depressing job, I have to tell you, because a lot of the things that we learn, we don't want to know. We actually would just as soon go with our lives and never know that information. But that's what we pride ourselves in, is getting to the truth. Because only if we do that are we going to have a basis to operate on and run our lives and function appropriately. Well, joining us today is another one of those people to help us get to the truth. Michael Wilkerson joins us. He calls himself a former Fed. He worked for the IRS for 10 years. He's done a lot of other things in his life, but one of the things he wants to share with us is how the IRS works in reality and what you can do if you have problems with the IRS. So I'm really glad to have Michael Wilkerson join us, especially since he is a Power Hour listener. Thank you so much, Michael, for joining us in the Power Hour today.
Yes, thank you, Joyce. It's an honor to be on the Power Hour. It's how I get my daily news update on news you don't hear on the mainstream media, and it's all early. It fits perfectly well for me.
That is so kind of you. Well, I appreciate that very much, and we are so glad to have you join us and that you contacted me and we were able to talk and find out that there's something that you have that I think our listeners need to hear, a lot of information that I think our listeners need to hear. I'd like for you to go over your background in the IRS for the 10 years. What did you do, and then why has that brought you to where you are able and willing and wanting to help other people?
Sure. I'm from Jacksonville, Florida. Started with the Internal Revenue Service in Jacksonville in 1989 at the end of the year as a tax examiner in the collection division, sort of an in-house place. You have about 200 people making calls and receiving calls. I did that for several years. Roughly in 1995, I got promoted to the revenue officer position, which is a field agent position. Spent some time in Dallas, Texas. Then I was transferred to Garden City, Kansas. I had jurisdiction over all of Southwest Kansas. I was the only revenue officer there for a while. Did that for several years, and then got transferred back to Melbourne, Florida for a while. And interestingly enough, for 3 months, I drove the state of Florida to and from Melbourne, Florida. Back to Jacksonville, was married at the time. That was a rough go, but after a couple of months, they transferred me to Gainesville, Florida, about 90 miles away. Did that for 3 or 4 years, and then I wound up back in Jacksonville. Then I decided to retire a little bit early. You don't really have a retirement anymore with the federal government. You have the Thrift Savings Plan. So I retired a little bit early and moved to Dothan, Alabama to take care of some family issues. Have been here since, and I've been doing tax debt consulting, more or less. I did work for an organization called Express Tax, a short step with H&R Block, filing returns. But that's not my area of expertise, but if you're a tax examiner and a revenue officer, you deal with so many returns that you learn how to file basic returns and some of the returns that are more complex. And I'm currently still doing some tax debt consulting work. I give advice to people in that area. And I do want to say this, that I don't have an agenda here. I'm not selling anything. I don't have a book. I don't have a website. If you want to give my email address out at the end of the show, I'll be happy to respond to people, for the most part, with no charge, to give them advice on any questions that they might have. I just want to give practical advice on how to deal with the beast that we've got right now, how to deal with the system that we've got, primarily if you owe money or if you need to file returns or both, so you can live a somewhat peaceful life as you go on to do other things that are more important to you without the IRS being on your back. I'm not a rogue agent. I don't really have an axe to grind with the IRS. Does the system need to be changed? Sure. Is the tax code too complex? Only a moron would say no.
And
I've heard, you know, different proposals, and I'm open-minded to all that. I don't have a problem with that. And as you were talking to me earlier, I don't have a problem with tax protesters. I was once told by my chief in Ocala that, Michael, you're not going to win an argument with these people. And I mean that in the most affectionate way, which meant to me that they have sound reasons and logical reasons why they don't believe our system should have ever come into being to begin with. And that's fine. The only problem is that doesn't necessarily enable you to win in a battle with the IRS. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. The courts have mainly backed up the IRS in situations like that. So, sure, you know, look. And give practical advice about how to deal with the system that we've got right now. You know, I grew up conservative, but I'm a big part of your audience. I believe there was a JFK conspiracy. That's a fact. Huge problems with 9/11. I don't want anybody to think that I'm a conservative, that I'm on here to try to promote or defend the IRS. Do I know how it works as a collection field agent? Yes.
Well, I appreciate your frankness, and I appreciate the fact that you are a Power Hour listener. In fact, I think the way that we first started communicating is you disagreed with me on something, and that's how you came to be in my radar screen, and then we started talking, and I asked you to be on the show to talk about the IRS, because people would like to know the 101 of how the IRS works. And so what you can tell us is kind of bottom line information of what happens when you do this or do that, and then the best way out of the situation or how to successfully get out of a problem that has been created. So let's go back to how the IRS works. Give us a 101 of the stages of the IRS program.
I'll be happy to. Let me say one more thing. I'm not against third-party arbitrators who handle IRS cases for people. If somebody just can't deal with the IRS, if they don't want to do it, no matter how well they understand how the system works, those organizations are good. I just simply advise people, research those companies, find out what their payment plan is before they use those organizations. I think a lot of them out there are great. I know one of your sponsors advertises, and I think they're very good. They have enrolled agents, et cetera. Basically, let's just suppose, let's go with tax debt. Let's just owing money. Suppose a person, and I'll talk mainly about individuals right now, files a return. They know they're going to owe money that they can't pay with the return. They file the return. It gets sent to the service center. The service center, you know, documents their return, documents the balance due, as the IRS says, and the service center begins sending out letters several weeks later. And generally speaking, you get four letters over a period of a month or two. The letter that you really need to pay attention to if you owe money is the intent to levy notice letter. It'll say intent to levy at the top of the notice. If you avoid that letter, you're susceptible then to having your bank account frozen with a bank levy or a wage levy sent to where you work. And how that system operates is like this. Somebody's sitting in front of a computer, and they have all the general information on you. You know, your past employment record, what banks you use, and they can right then and there, with a click of a computer key, issue levies to all banks. If you have three or four banks on there, the banks will get those levies in a couple of days. Anyway, my point is, at least when you get the notice of intent to levy, respond to it, preferably by phone call, by calling the toll-free number. And then, as I'm going to explain to you, you can effect a resolution. Now, if the case doesn't get resolved at the service center, the service center generally forwards it to a collection call center. Usually a couple of hundred people there. I did that for a couple of years before being promoted to a revenue officer, where they receive incoming calls with people who are trying to contact the IRS, usually because they're responding to one of the letters. And you can resolve your case right there while your case is there if you talk to somebody at one of these call centers. And there are several different ways these people, the mindset is with the IRS, how to deal with a case and how to close the case. If for various reasons that a case cannot be resolved at the collection center, then the case is TFRO'd, so to speak, computer jargon for transfer to revenue officer, and it's transferred out to the field. Now, at the automated collection system, while it's there, the tax examiner can issue levies, bank, or wage, or otherwise, just by clicking a key. And that's what they can do. But if the case can't be resolved there, it goes out to the field, and then you're susceptible 9 times out of 10 to having a revenue officer knock on your door or place of business and attempt to solve the case. Now, so, you know, there's a service center, automated collection system, and then there's the field. Basically, those are the three levels where, you know, a return might go if there's money owed. I'm going to tell you now, if you want me to, you can stop me, and I can tell you now basically how you can deal with the IRS, what standards they have, and how you can deal with them, you know, on a three-point, four-point prong of attack if you understand how the IRS wants to close a case where you owe money. So if you want me to go into that now, I'll go ahead and go into that.
Okay, yeah, go ahead with you know, because what I want to do, and I want everybody to pay what they owe. I want everybody, of course, to pay what they owe. I don't want anyone to get into trouble. I don't want anybody going to prison. I don't want anybody, you know, having to pay for following somebody's advice that got them into trouble. I want to know the truth. I want to know the truth. So what I'd like from you is, how can people get out of a mess? How can they best handle a difficult situation with the IRS? So any information you can share with us would be very, very beneficial for our listeners.
Let me start off by saying they can't put you in jail for owing money unless they suspect some kind of fraud and build a fraud case on you. See what I'm saying? They can't put you in jail for owing money. That's number one. I don't know how many people I come in contact with say, well, the IRS can put you in jail. Not for owing money, they can't, unless you're deceiving them or unless it turns into a fraud case, which takes quite a while to develop. you know, the old saying when we were trained was, you know, Al Capone, the FBI didn't get Al Capone, the IRS did. And they got it because of tax fraud.
That's right. Okay, we got to go to this break. We'll be back. 4 minute break with the Power Hour. Michael Wilkerson is our guest. Stay tuned. Here is usable information, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Power Hour 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-562-6121. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-562-6121. Now you can listen to the Power Hour when you want. Bookmark the Power Hour 24/7 listen line number today, 605-562-6121. Got it? Call 605-562-6121.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing. But for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Remember, in the next hour, Kent Hovind will be joining us, hopefully from prison, where he is serving a sentence has to do with the IRS, but a lot of people think it's unlawful imprisonment. This hour, we're talking to Michael Wilkerson, who is a former agent, former IRS revenue officer. And, you know, Michael, the commercials that you hear on television, if you listen to Fox News, every other commercial, it appears, is one for tax debt problems. Then you switch over to CNN and you get the same thing. What that tells me.
All the time.
Now, they're on the radio, they're on television all the time. But what that tells me.
They say the IRS is the most feared tax collection agency in the world, you know.
And they're right. Yeah, they're right.
You know, create the problem, provide the solution. But I like a lot of these people now. Don't get me wrong.
Okay, but let me add this. That tells me a lot of people can't pay right now. That tells me a lot of people are in a world of hurt with the IRS, and they're trying to get all these people to come forward and make a deal with these companies. Now, we're going to talk about these companies because some of these companies, and I don't know the ones that advertise on Genesis. I don't know because those are not my sponsors. They're Genesis sponsors. I don't know them, whether they're good, bad, or indifferent. However, I do know that there are some companies out there who they'll do a commercial. I owed $1 million and all I had to pay was $10,000. Well, maybe, maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah,
but be wary. Be wary. Okay. I want you to talk to us from the mindset of a revenue agent. What is a revenue agent going through or thinking?
A revenue agent looks at tax returns. I was a revenue officer. Revenue agent is in the exam division. Now, let me get that straight. Most people don't know the difference. Revenue agents examine tax returns, and they assess additional taxes on tax returns that they have in their case file. They're in the exam division. Revenue officers are in the collection division. But let me go ahead and start with by saying this. If you owe money when you file a return, it's best, really, that you respond to the first letter that you get. Telephone, if you don't want to wait that long, you can use the mail. The advantage of using the mail is to respond. And all you're going to do is say, hey, look, I see I owe the money. If you don't have a problem with the amount, if you have a problem with the amount, you're going to articulate that. Somebody has to look at that. You're going to start, you send correspondence. You're going to slow the collection process down because it takes time to get the correspondence. They put it in batches. It takes time for it to become available at the service center or at the automated collection systems. So, look, respond to the first letter that you get. Start communicating. You don't have to tell the IRS everything there is to know about you. Just start responding so you prevent the collection process from accelerating to the fourth letter of intent to levy. You ignore that. Then you've got a balance due. You've got a federal tax lien filed, et cetera, et cetera. Now, having said that, if a revenue officer gets a case, and let's just say it's an individual case, it's not a business case, the guidelines are generally the same anyway. They got a case that comes in, and whatever amount of money they owe, whether it's $500, $10,000, or $500,000. Generally speaking, the revenue officer knows he's got three or four options to close this case, and that's all they're trying to do is close the case. Obviously, they're going to contact the taxpayer the same way that the in-house levels of the IRS would contact the taxpayer and say, they're going to demand payment. Now, that might sound harsh, but they're going to say, you owe such and such. We need the payment today. If the person can full pay the account, that's the first option that the revenue officer has. They want them to full pay the account. If they can't full pay the account, which is why the case is, of course, in the field, then they say, well, can you pay it? They're going to ask the second question, can you pay it in two or three or four installments? If the answer is no, then we start discussing the installment agreement, which can be protracted over a long period of time. And basically, that's based on a 433A. That's for individuals. If you go online and you want to mail in a request for an installment agreement, you use 433F these days, but it's basically the same thing. So we get into a 433A. And basically on that 433A, questions are going to be asked or taken down with the revenue officer sitting in front of you to fill it out, more or less. It's going to tell he or she everything there is to know about you financially. And based on that, you're going to recite, for example, your income. You're going to tell the RO, the revenue officer, what your expenses are. And they're going to go down on the other side of the sheet and using a chart, which is different in various parts of the country because of cost of living, they're going to tell you what the allowable expense is for each thing that they ask you. And they're going to ask such questions as, do you receive alimony? Do you pay child support? There's a credit card statement on there. Of course, employment information, non-wage household income. It's a very detailed form, although it's only 3 or 4 pages. It's not.
Okay, we got to go to a break.
To fill out.
Okay, remember where we are right there so we can come back and give the information to our listeners. We'll be back. 3-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. Yes, I will take your phone calls, ladies and gentlemen. I know you'd like to ask him questions. We'll be back.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times bestselling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio.
We thank you for listening.
Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. Let me remind you, we've got a lot of specials at the Power Mall. A lot of specials. Number one, the seeds. If you haven't gotten your seeds for this year, or if you want to save them for next year, now is the time to get them. There's a special on the Power Hour seeds. They are not like all the seeds out there. They're organic, heirloom, and they're non-hybrid. And that's really important that you get the best quality seeds that you can. Remember, we also have those 9 unusual crops to plant. Those are for the sort of advanced farmer. If you are a beginner, I wouldn't get it because it's got watercress, spring tower celtis, which is combination of lettuce and celery, organic field pea, Windsor fava bean. There's just a lot of really cool things. And that's a $30 kit for those 9 packets. also, Sunny Air Purifiers. A bunch of you people got those last week, and I really commend you. It is the best out there. Yes, it's more pricey. Is it worth it? Absolutely. There's nothing better than the Sun Air Purifier. Please consider that if you're going to get one. Topperson is on special this week, and the book Healing Spices, because we're going to have Dr. Agarwal on Friday. So we've got all the spices on sale, all the spices, and Dr. Agarwal's book Healing Spices on sale. It's only $22.46 at the Power Mall. Give us a call, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. We really need your support. You know, if people don't buy products, we can't stay on the air. And last week, I will tell you, I try to be honest with you all. We had to let people go last week, and they had to take days off because we just didn't have the phone calls. We need the support. We need your business. If you don't want to buy something, then please consider donating. I know there's been a lot of money bombs out there. We've never done one before, and we just might have to. We might have to resort to that. Not that it's a bad thing, but I just wanted to be able to sell things to you that you need. So please support the Power Mall. We really, really need your support. 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. Or go to thepowermall.com. We're talking to Michael Wilkerson today. He was formerly with the IRS, and he's telling us the difference between a revenue agent and a revenue officer, why it is important, what they do, and how you can mitigate your situation with the IRS. Go ahead, Michael, please.
Yeah, I'm going to kind of condense what is in the mindset of an RO who's in your house or at your door, what mindset he or she goes through. We're talking about the installment agreement. Whatever that installment agreement, if you can't full pay or pay in two or three payments, whatever the installment agreement, and it's based on a form that you fill out, shows that you can pay, that's more or less what the IRS is going to ask you to pay. And it could go on a year, it could go on 2 years or 3 years. The time is based on how much you owe, et cetera, et cetera. I would advise anybody to go to IRS.gov if they owe money and just download a 433F and just get basically familiar with the general questions that are on that form, because that's what the IRS uses. And the 433F is one you can fill out and mail to the IRS. Now, if you owe less than $10,000, you may qualify for an online agreement. Just go to the computer to IRS.gov and go to, that particular section, and you can do everything online. And a federal tax lien may be filed. It might not be filed. Remember, Fresh Start says right now the IRS is trying not to file federal tax liens unless the balance due, so to speak, is over $10,000. But remember, one can be filed anyway if they feel like collecting the taxes in jeopardy. And this is a lien that would be filed to prioritize the lien, which is different from the statutory lien, which goes into effect a certain number of days after you get your intent to levy notice. So we've got the installment agreement, and it shows what you should be able to pay based on the IRS guidelines, based on your income, expenses, et cetera, and all the other information that you have. And you may, be able to talk about that for a while. It's an important document. Now, suppose the installment agreement, suppose the collection information statement shows you can't pay anything. Okay, no problem. A field agent with the IRS is going to go out, if he hasn't already gone out, and usually a revenue officer, before he makes a field call, will go to the county courthouse and look up and see what information that there is on you, whether you own any real property, which is important, et cetera, because they have seizure authority, which is harder now than it used to be, but they still have that. They're going to see other information on you. They're going to have as much information on you before they make the field call that they possibly can have. So it really pays, as long as you're dealing with this system that we've got now, to be fairly honest with the revenue officer when if they knock on your door, if it gets to that level of collection, which we hope it doesn't get to. Anyway, if you can't pay it, the IRS, the revenue officer, and even before the case gets out to the field, the IRS has a provision, a hardship provision. In IRS vernacular, it's called a 53. And if the installment agreement shows you can't pay anything at all and there are no other venues to pay this tax, the IRS will hardship you. In other words, they will cease all collection activity for a year. Then they'll review the case. If you're in the same situation, they'll put it off another year. This is one of the methods that a field agent has of closing a case. Then it comes back up for a review a year later. So look, You know, we got full pay. Can't do it. Two or three payments. Can't do it. Disbarment agreement. Okay, I can do that, or I can't do it. If it shows hardship, they hardship you. So that's one, two, three methods right there that you need to be aware of on how the IRS closes cases and what you can do. The other thing we don't have time to talk about today is the offering compromise. Usually, if you owe less than $100,000, you're making an offer based on your complete ability to pay the tax, which is less than what you actually owe. And there's a Form 656 that you can use, and it's a fairly lengthy process. The IRS has 2 years to make a decision. If they don't make a decision within that 2 years, then your debt is extinguished, or it's accepted. I'm sorry, it's accepted. If they don't make a decision within 2 years, it's automatically accepted. But the OIC is a whole other thing, too complicated to get in anymore with this. So if you owe money and you got somebody knocking on your door, you've got the full pay, you've got the installment agreement, can't do that, you've got the hardship. And then if you're versed enough on the offering compromise, you can explore that. And that's really all there is to it. That's all a revenue officer is trying to do, is to close the case in one of those manners. They're not trying to put you in jail. If at any time you don't like or you get uncomfortable with the IRS revenue officer, he or she, you can simply ask them to leave. And they're obligated to leave. But before they leave, they have to, as they say, warrant of enforcement action, W-O-E-A on the computer terminal. They'll have to tell you, well, a lien either will be filed or has been filed, or you're susceptible. If you don't resolve this to a bank levy or a wage levy, you're susceptible to having a car seized or a house seized. I will say this about homes, that it's much harder now for a field revenue officer to seize a home. They generally have to have district approval, which means they have to go through a lot of paperwork to have that done. That went into effect a number of years ago. So the IRS is softening a little bit on that. But that's generally how you deal, you know, with the IRS when it gets to that level. And what I'm saying is, when you get the first letter back from the service center and you know you owe money, just start communicating. Do it by phone or do it by mail and give them a general idea of what's your situation.
Okay, let me ask you this question. What should you not say to an agent? What should you not add in the communication? What should you obviously, how should you handle yourself on the phone with them?
On the phone, generally speaking, a tax examiner or a revenue officer, if he calls you first, usually they just like to show up. You know, so if you're aware of what the questions are to affect a resolution, those are the only questions that you should answer. They are questions that pertain to your general finances. That's all. I don't know what specific questions that you might have in mind, and you're not obligated to answer any of those questions if you don't want to. You can just say, I'd rather have somebody represent me, and then they'll put a time frame in there to give you time to get somebody or whatever that you want to do. But generally speaking, I would advise to respond to the first letter that you get and just give them a general idea of what your financial situation is relative to you being able to pay this debt. You don't have to go into the detail of a 433A at that point or anything like that, and they may go ahead and grant you, you know, an installment agreement before the case is ever, you know, sent to the field.
Okay. All right. I'm going to open up the phone lines because I know there's some people out there who would like to talk with you personally. And I don't know.
Let me say one thing real quick. I want people to know it used to be called problem resolution within the IRS. Now it's called the taxpayer advocate. If you feel like that you've been trying to resolve your case and been getting nowhere, each state has a taxpayer advocate. These are wonderful people. I have personal experience with that with a former wife. You can call. They will open up a case immediately. And the example of my former wife who had tax fraud involved with a tax preparer, they resolved that case and got her money back to her within 2 or 3 weeks. Taxpayer advocate, if you have any problem, if you feel like you're just going around in circles, you're not happy with the way the IRS is treating you, you don't feel like they're being fair to you, you can always call the taxpayer advocate. It used to be problem resolution. And it's an expedited way to try to get a resolution, whatever that might be.
Okay.
Now, you were asking me.
Okay, wait a second. Let me talk for just a second. Let's open up the phone lines, ladies and gentlemen. If you would like to ask a question to Michael, 855-995-6923, 855-995-6923. Now, you said you work in debt tax collection. While we're waiting for the phone lines to fill up here, what does it consist of? What does debt tax collection consist of?
If you filed a return and you owe money that you can't pay, generally speaking, I deal with people who come to me and say, Michael, I filed a return, I knew I owe the money, but I can't pay it. I'm scared to death, or I don't know how to deal with the IRS. What are my options? And then I give them the options.
Okay, you give them the options then, okay? All right, let's...
I can help them set up an installment agreement. I can, you know, tell them about a possible hardship. In cases where they have reasonable cause, maybe we can get some of the penalties, deleted, et cetera. It depends on what their current circumstances. I usually ask them, how did you wind up paying, and what's your circumstance, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay. Those are the options. Those are good options then, and that people may help need some instruction and some guidance on that. Let's go first to Jim in North Carolina. Jim in North Carolina, go ahead and get your calls in at 855-995-6923. 855-995-6923. Jim in North Carolina, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
Yes, good morning to you. What's on my mind is, and I'm sure Michael is doing a service and helping a lot of people, but I want to give the other side of the page as such, Paul Harvey might say. I've been dealing with the IRS for a number of years, back in the 90s and so forth, and have spent many, 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 many hours, days, months, and years studying this issue. And what I find is that in general, the IRS doesn't have the lawful ability to collect personal income tax. They do it anyway, and I want to give a couple examples of how I know that the IRS is lying. One of the ways is if you don't file a return and it's over $20,000, $22,000 typically is the threshold, They will send you out a form asking you why, you know, you hadn't filed, you haven't received your return. And if, you write them back saying, well, I don't owe one, or usually people just ignore that first inquiry letter saying what they're going to do, but then they send you a letter saying that they have done a substitute for return for you, and that based upon their information that they got off their 1040s or 1099s, whatever, that they say you owe this amount of money, and their authority for that is IRS code 6020 in parentheses B. Well, the fact of the matter is that is not their authority, because that only applies to a Title 27.
Okay. We could get into this all day long. I know we could deal with this all day long. I would hope that you would make it a real concise question that we could ask Michael rather than going into all the background, because it'll take us too long.
I understand. Well, he's welcome to respond to that, but if you look at 6020B, it's quite obvious, and I have caught the IRS on this.
Respond to that. Would you please, Michael?
Yes, ma'am. I don't have any issue with what the caller has just said. He's right. 6020B, substitute for return, what the IRS does if somebody doesn't file a return for a while is to file a general return at the highest possible tax level. And then they give you a chance after that to fill the appropriate or correct return. If you don't do that, then they use the balance due or dues on the substitute for return returns, and then they start going through the collection process. But I don't have an issue with what the caller says. Like I said, I was advised in Ocala by my chief, you're not going to win an argument when you get into talking about whether the tax system is just or not, or whether they really have the authority. But these people are versed in their knowledge, and I can't say that I don't agree with them. I'm just saying, how do you deal with this system that we've got right now until we change the system that we've got? But I have no issue with what the caller says. He's very astute and knows about the substitute for returns, 6020B. That is the section of the tax code. Anybody can go up online and look it up, and he's exactly right.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for the phone call. Who's our next caller, Trevor? I couldn't hear you. Eddie in Indiana. Eddie, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Michael Wilkerson.
Yes. Can you hear me, Joyce?
Yep. Go right ahead.
Yeah, okay, I'm on a cell phone. I would like to know if the gentleman can answer one question of mine, and that is, how far back can you go to gain your property back that has been seized by the IRS?
Oh, you mean you've already had property seized? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Well, look, let me tell you what the general provisions are. You know, you've got, if you file a tax return and have a refund, you've got 3 years to file that return. Basically speaking, if you owe money because, and you've had property seized, et cetera, there's a collection statute expiration date. Call set is what they call it on computer jargon. It's a collection statute expiration date, and it generally runs 10 years. Now, the problem with that is if you don't communicate with the IRS, a revenue officer or somebody else can go into the computer terminal and they can extend that date. But generally speaking, what you're talking about is generally 10 years. Now, what, say that the collection statute expires, you're still missing your property. I don't really know. I've never encountered that situation. Don't really know how to answer that. But the general provision is once a debt, the IRS has 10 years to legally enforce the debt.
Okay, we got to go to this break. Okay, we got a 3-minute break. We'll be back with Michael Wilkerson after this 3-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
So Mark and I are out at the range shooting our AR-15 rifles built from AR-15 kits from Guns80.com when Dave walks up and he says, "Hey, did you guys hear about Jade Helm? You know, the government doesn't care about the Posse Comitatus Act. And Jade Helm, the troops are going to come and they may come after us and blah, blah, blah." And I'm thinking, oh my God, dude, look. I take a 30-shot magazine. I put it in my AR-15 built from a kit from Guns80.com. I unload it on the target. Jade Helm? I mean, really? Guns80.com. 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 Go now.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Well, Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Man, those commercials are getting more and more assertive, aren't they? Whoa, that gives me goosebumps. Let's go back to Eddie in Indiana. Eddie, go ahead, please. Go ahead and finish, please.
Yes, Joyce, thank you very much for holding me on. See, let me explain the whole problem. The IRS came to my house. They sent me a letter. Said they owed $1,000, okay? So I went to them, and I said, I make payments. And they said, no, you have to have the money within 10 days or we're going to seize your house. So I tried the banks, loans, and all that, friends. Couldn't get the money up because I've been disabled for quite a number of years, since the 70s. And so I called a bunch of attorneys, and they wouldn't represent me. They said they don't want to deal with the IRS. And so I didn't have no other alternative, but I could try to call them again. They wouldn't even cut my calls. And so about a year later, they come with the state police and city police, and they ordered me and my mother out of my house.
Okay, so wait a minute. Let me just get to the bottom line here. So they took your property. Is that correct?
Yeah, my house.
Okay, they took your house. Now, what is your question to Michael, though?
Well, in case of fraud, because they wouldn't come up with any kind of paperwork that said how I owed the money.
Oh, you had a fraud. Okay, they developed a fraud case, because I was saying ordinarily that sounds really out of whack, but they developed a fraud case. Okay.
Okay, so they developed a fraud case. Now, is there any chance of him getting his property back?
Well, the IRS is going to tell you, yeah, we'll give you back your property when the balance due is paid. But how much did you owe in the beginning on this, sir?
$1,000.
That's the weirdest case I've ever heard of. I don't know why in the world the IRS would go through the motions of doing all that for you owing $1,000 unless you had past tax returns you weren't filing, and or unless you had previous balance dues that you owed, and they developed a fraud case. But on the surface, you just owing $1,000, and they wouldn't even give you an installment agreement or any way to satisfy the case right off the bat. Something's wrong there somehow. If that's in fact what happened, then you need to call, you know, if the attorneys won't work, then call Taxpayer Advocate and tell them your story. And they'll look into it and start investigating it.
So okay,
thank you. That doesn't sound good.
Thank you very much for the phone call, Eddie. I would check that out, definitely. I'm glad you called in. Let's go to Steve in Texas. Steve, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. With Thanks. Michael, go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call, Joyce. I'm going to be as concise as possible. Michael, I went 1 month ago today to file my taxes, and I knew I owed a little bit, and I went to a tax preparation service, and we paid it right there with a credit card, and I've been checking my credit card account, and nothing has been taken out. I'm wondering, what do I do, or do I need to just to...
How long has it been?
A month.
How long has it been?
A month.
I would contact your tax preparation service, whoever that it is, and say, hey, look, there's no record of you guys. You know, you paid your tax via credit card.
Yes.
I assume, right? There's no record of my tax being paid. Have you called 1-800-829-1040 or gone online to see if they have a record of the tax being paid?
I've called. Well, I don't know where to go online. I know.
So, okay, there's no record of your tax having been paid, and it's been over a month, correct?
Well, I do have they gave me the confirmation number. I have that, and I've
called. But it has been paid then.
It's been filed. They just never took the money out of my credit card account.
Have you called the credit card company and see if there's a pending transaction of any time? I'm just trying to go through the loopholes here.
No, I've been through all that. I've called the credit card company.
Okay, here's the main thing you want to do, sir, because I know we're running out of time. You want to call the IRS or contact the IRS or go down to your local office, and you want written confirmation off the computer or whatever that those taxes have been paid. If the taxes have been paid, then that's your main priority and concern. As far as the money actually being removed from your credit card account, well, if it hadn't been removed, then, you know, you just want to satisfy the IRS. And after that's done, you can go to the tax preparation.
Okay, y'all
say,
stay
hey,
right
look,
there.
We're with my credit card.
Okay, y'all stay right there. We're waiting for a call, and we'll give out his contact number after this break.